In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and unto the ages of all ages, Amen. Good morning. Our meditation this morning is entitled Spiritual Fasting. Today is called Preparation Sunday, as we will embark, starting tomorrow, God willing, on a beautiful journey to grow together. A journey of spiritual experience and a journey to dig deeper into our spiritual knowledge of the Almighty God. There are certain aspects that will accompany this journey that we need to be prepared, just like any journey we embark on, we need to be prepared. We need to know what is still coming ahead of us. And this time is heightened by three aspects which the church spoke to us about today: fasting, prayer, and charitable work. And the passage that was read for us today from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 6, is a part of the Sermon on the Mount. And some people have proclaimed that the Sermon on the Mount is the highest spiritual teaching of all time. Because not only is it asking us to do what is common sense, but it is challenging our minds to do what is out of the common sense, things like loving your enemy and walking the second mile. In this passage, our Lord Jesus taught his disciples and all of us that if we embark on charitable work, on prayer, and or on fasting, we have to do it so that we are not receiving the praise of men, but we are receiving the praise of God. And thus he is narrowing our focus to have a spiritual fast. There was a problem with the Pharisees at the time that they knew that they had to do certain things. Charity was part of their duty. It was a part of being justified in the sight of God. They needed to fast, they needed to pray, they needed to give alms or charity. But they got too caught up in the technicalities and in the letter of it, and they lost any kind of spirit behind what God had commanded them. For this reason, our Lord came to them today and he said that if you decide to give charity, to give to the poor or to the needy, make sure that your right hand doesn't know what your left hand is doing. And if you want to pray, go into your innermost part of your room, and there you kneel down. You don't have to walk around with all these bells and stand on street corners to show off. And thus he is focusing our attention on the spirituality of the command, the spirit of the command, and not just the letter of it. Our meditation today will be divided into three main parts. The first one is the purpose of fasting. Secondly, spiritual striving during the Holy Lent or Great Lent. And finally, the blessings of fasting. The purpose of the fasting, first, we have to realize that our Lord Jesus is the main purpose of fasting and not any other reason. It is not just a normal diet or a change of food that we will go through, but we are on a journey again to seek the Lord Jesus himself, to build and develop this most personal and intimate relationship with him. And this is the purpose of the fast and of the Lent. St. John Chrysostom said, "I speak not of such a fast as most persons keep." So this problem was also present in the early church, but of real fasting. And this is what we are seeking in this journey ahead of us. What is the meaning of the real fasting? Not merely abstinence from meats, but from sins as well. So it's not just a change of diet into a vegan diet, but it is abstinence from sins is what we are seeking first and foremost. But from sins as well, for the honor of fasting consists not in abstinence from food, but in withdrawing from sinful practices. Since he who limits his fasting only to abstinence from meats is one who especially belittles fasting. So fasting could be that much, we can gain that much out of it. And if we just do that part, then we are belittling its value. So spiritual striving is so important. And also, His Holiness Pope Shenouda said, "We do not pray only with a fasting body, but also with a fasting soul." mind and heart, abstaining from lusts and desires. The soul also abstains from love of the passing world, all for the sake of living with God, nourished and loved by Him. Our Lord Jesus said in today's Gospel, "Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites, with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have the reward." God will not look upon this kind of fast. They've already had the reward from the praise of persons. But we want our praise to be from God, and that's why we're seeking depth and spirituality in our upcoming fast. The words "to appear to man that they are fasting" made them lose their heavenly reward. Instead, it has to be the Father in our Father in heaven who sees us and gives us this reward. Also, to advance and to grow spiritually closer to the Lord during this time, we have to learn spiritual virtues in our life. And thus, the reading of the Catholic Epistle today from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. St. Peter gives us a beautiful ladder to climb during this great Lent, during this time or season of the fast. And he says to us that we have to add faith and virtue to our spirituality so that we could continuously be growing in our knowledge of God. 2 Peter 1, 5 to 8. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence. Add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, a spiritual fast means that we have to spiritually strive to gain virtues, to go and dig deeply in our lives, what are our weaknesses, and maybe offer to God some kind of true repentance. Maybe to seek our spiritual father, our confession father, and to set an appointment to go for confession. This is the season for it. This is the time for it. Even if I have tarried all year, this is the time during the Holy Lent to do my laundry, to clean up my act, to stand in front of God with a clear conscience. And it's not so much to stand in front of Him to brag, but to say, "Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me. I've sinned. Forgive me. I'm no longer worthy to be called your daughter or your son, but make me as one of your hired servants." And the Lord will take me by the hand and say, "Don't say that. You are a daughter. You are a queen. You are a son. You are a king. And your real place is in the heavenly realms with the glories. I no longer want you to walk in the dirt and in the filth of the world, but I want you to live a righteous life." Our loving God wants us to consecrate a fast. He wants us to have a spiritual fast. Not only are we getting rid of the old nature that we had and old habits, but we have to seek new ones, new virtues. Maybe if I haven't been serving or ministering in the past, I will begin seriously to say, how can I contribute to the edification of the body of God and of Christ, the church? How can I build spiritual virtues to have a time for me, a quiet time every single day, maybe with my family or individually, or in my lunch hour or break, where I could read a passage from the Gospel and see how it applies to my life and how can I grow through it? Who is in need around me in my community that I can offer up some help, maybe a phone call when I'm coming to church, or check up on an elderly person, or do some kind of charity for someone who is in real need? This is what real fasting is thinking of others and to grow spiritually. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, God stands in front of the Jews and He condemns them because, again, they have taken the letter of fast, which is a change of diet, and that was its extent. But when it came to charitable work, when it came to humanitarian or kindness towards other people, they completely refused it. And God explained to them a very important passage in Isaiah 58, what a spiritual fast that is pleasing to God should be. He says to them in verse 3, "Why have we fasted?" They say, "You have not seen, and you have not seen." We are fasting, but God is not hearing our prayers. He's not helping us. He's not changing us as a community and as individuals from inside. And our household, we still have the same problems that we've had for years and years. Why isn't God doing this? We have fasted and you have not heard. We have prayed and you have taken your face away from us. What is happening, God? He says, because you have been doing it all wrong all the time. He says, why have we afflicted our souls and you did not take notice? In fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exploit all your laborers. Indeed, you fast for strife and debate, and you strike with the fist of wickedness. You will not fast as you do this day, to make your voice heard on high. Is this a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down in his head like a bulrush, and to spread out sackcloth and ashes? These are all important but outwardly appearances. But God corrects their view and vision to give them what a spiritual fast is. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? If we want to fast, we have to do it according to God's way and not according to our own personal way. Is this a fast that I have not chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh, then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. Maybe what God is trying to say is, it's not a mere change of a diet or a food, but of spirituality and depth, and considering the needs of others who are around us. Those who have physical needs, psychological needs, emotional needs, caring for one another as a community, as households and as individuals, extending our helping hand to others. This is what an acceptable fast is. During the holy fast, it is a time to resist against the evil one. This is what spiritual striving in the Holy Lent is. As St. Paul said in Hebrews 12:4, you have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. Maybe we have such habits such as drinking or going to the, you know, Middle Eastern coffee shop and smoking pipes, and maybe wasting our time so much with watching TV and so many things and activities occupying most of our time. The Holy Lent is like the time of the playoffs, you know, when they start growing their beards because they don't even have time to shave. It is the time of the playoffs. It's the time like preparation for the Super Bowl, like today, or preparation for the Olympics that's happening next week, when we just go into spiritual solitude to grow spiritually, to set aside things that are distracting us, to dig deeper in our spiritual lives. And maybe this is an exercise for every family that they need to speak about tonight as they go home. What will be our spiritual exercises during the Holy Lent? How will we grow as a family? How will we grow as individuals? How will we grow as a church? As a church, we have certain programs, let's Bible studies and prayer meetings and ministries to the poor and the needy. This is what we are doing as a community. What about as families and as individuals? We all have to be united together in purpose and in goal for striving during the Holy Lent. And believe me, if we fast this year according to God's will, like we heard from Isaiah chapter 58, see the change and transformation that will happen to our community. See the change and transformation that will occur to our households. See the change and transformation that will occur in our workplaces, in our attitudes towards others. Maybe some people were hurting us and harming us in the past. We will not hate them anymore. We will love them. We will be able to love our enemy because we have subdued the body. The body is now under control. The flesh is under God's order and God's superiority, supremacy. It is under God's. The spirit is ruling now over the body, and that's why we are able to fight against the temptation. Finally, there are so many blessings of fasting. Fasting is a weapon against the devil. As our Lord said in Matthew 17:21, this kind cannot go out except by prayer and fasting. Is there like an evil spirit that's hunting us in our family life? Always fighting together as spouses or parents with children? Try fasting. Try to do it the right way. Talk about it and say, this year is going to be different. We will have a spiritual fast. Not just a mere change of diet, but a change of attitude and a change of spirit that we may be seeing God better. This kind cannot go out except by a combination of prayer and fasting. Our Lord gave us this amazing, strong and atomic weapon so that we may defeat the evil one. All the problems at home or at work will be disappearing through fasting. Also in fasting, we have an answer of prayers. As Ezra did in his book, chapter 8, 21 and 23, he prayed to the Lord for a righteous life, and all his prayers were answered. Thirdly, fasting is a time, or the blessings of fasting, it causes a consecrating heart. Because all the prophetess Anna, for example, the daughter of Phanuel, lived 84 years in the altar consecrated to the Lord. As it says in Luke 2:37, she did not depart from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And also, fasting causes us to have a serving heart, as the apostles did, and the Ninevites, and they offered repentance unto the Lord. And finally, also in Nehemiah, when he fasted, his brothers, you know, God resolved the problems in the captivity, and they were able to come back, and fasting and prayer caused repentance also to David's heart. My beloved, God is calling us today for a change of heart, a change of attitude, a spiritual fast that will be like no other fast in the past. And we cannot do it individually. We have to do it as a community, hand in hand. We have to agree, leaving the church today and saying, we will do it differently this time. We will have a spiritual fast. There will be something different in our household, in our lifestyle, that will change because of this high time during the year. God is extending His hand, and He wants to give us all the blessings, and the best is still to come. God has so much greatness that He wants to give to His children, and He will give it to us through the blessing of fasting and prayer. Let us consecrate a fast together this day and this upcoming time, so that when we celebrate the Lord's resurrection, we feel that we are a transformed people, people who have great love and care for one another, people who can see the needs amongst ourselves or in the general community and be able to transform it and change it in a positive way, to be ambassadors for Christ every place we're at. May God bless us this morning, and always glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.